Blog Talk Radio.
Good. How's that?
Another day in the Care to Read room. You've got your Omeika 7 in the house, your advisor, the one you need, and your advocate, the one you certainly want. And how is the family this evening? And how are the children? I hope they're doing fine. And we'd like to welcome you to the second day of the segment of studying intuition. And we're going to be getting into some topics that is going to rattle some people's cages, and some people maybe even have gnashing of teeth. But just a little hint from Omi, we all have the capability to have intuition and clairvoyantness. Is it possible to see into the lives of our loved one? And can we foretell what's going to happen before the time? Is this soothsayer, or is this fortune telling, or is this just the ability to be a seer? Stay tuned, and we're going to find out. We're going to be doing our rituals, calling on our ancestors to help us participate, and we're going to ask you to play a part in the role as well. And I'd like to thank each and every one of you for being my friend. Thank you for being my friend. And for those old comers who stayed with me the whole time, I certainly want to thank you and send a gratitude out to you. I am definitely grateful. And to those newcomers, thank you so very much for joining me and being a part of this room, because we know you could have been anywhere you would like to be, but you chose to be a part of this room. And I want you to know your family here, find a good spot to sit down and relax yourself and stay tuned for the power of faith. We're going to go to station identification, ladies and gentlemen, going to go and pay a few bills while you relax. We'll be right back at you in the air.
From the moment I wake, there are thoughts that stay on my mind. Is there really a way to keep faith in our hearts when it seems that our lives are falling apart? Dreams from the night. Follow me when I rise, and my fear.
Because the power of faith will give us the strength. Ladies and gentlemen, stand to your feet. You are now ready to enter the talking cure. We're now ready to proceed on with our ritual. I'm going to call my ancestors during this segment, but first I must get permission to speak from my elders. I see an elder out in the audience. Elder, do I have permission to speak at this time?
Yes, by all means you have permission to speak.
I'm going to ask my elder to give us a prayer that will unite the families together. Elder, will you please give us a uniting prayer?
Father God, we come before you today with bowed heads and humble hearts. Father, we are so thankful to you for your goodness and your mercy and your loving kindness. Father, we realize we live in this imperfect world, but we fall short, but we ask your forgiveness. Look on us and bless us, Father, like you have always done. You have blessed us so much till I'm just grateful. I can't stop praising you and thanking you for your goodness and your mercy and your loving kindness. Father God, look around the program today at all the people and all the listeners. Bless them as they fall in need, Father. And as we go about listening, help us to open our understanding in our mind that we may understand and we may take hold to all the information that's been given to us. Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for watching us. We thank you for guiding us. We thank you for leading us. And Father, as we go on our way, we ask you to help us to recognize every trait of the enemy. And as we recognize the traits of the enemy, help us to rebuke them. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen.
Thank you so very much. We have Baba back with us from sabbatical. And Baba is going to be doing my purification. You know, I told you that purification is in order. I must make sure I don't greet Ifa with a stale face. And I'm going to go here into the kitchen where the preparations are being made. Do we have the preparations made for the purification?
Yes, we do.
Okay, let the purification begin, please. Is the purification complete, Baba?
The purification is complete.
Ladies and gentlemen, we'd like to ask you to stand to your feet at this very moment. We're going to have a prayer, a dedication prayer by Baba, and I'll go right into an African prayer. Thank you so very much for being a part of this segment of the show.
In the name of the One Most High, we pray for all those who have a striving spirit for things to be better. We always pray for those who are in a sickening condition, they may be better. We pray for those who are trying to prosper in society, trying to prosper in their life. We pray for the young people who are trying to find a way out of a difficult situation. We pray for a world in turmoil. We pray for communities in turmoil. We pray for households in turmoil. That turmoil would turn into peace and balance. We pray for perfect health. We pray for greater understanding. We pray for balance in our lives and everything that we do. We ask that the intergalactic force come down to this earth and bring peace and tranquility. Harmonize that which is non-productive. Harmonize that which is evil. Harmonize the very essence of our lives, be balanced, focused towards the right, good. We ask for balance these days. We ask for balance in our finances. We ask that the heavenly host will come down and serve notice on the disagreeable beings that rampant this planet, ravish this planet. We ask for a thanksgiving that is one of praise, and we give thanks to the One Most High for blessing all of our children and our family and our circle of life. Say thank you, thank you, and thank you. Amen.
Thank you so very much for that prayer, Baba. And as we go into our ceremony, if you are not standing right now, you should be standing on holy ground. As I begin to pour libation to the east, to the west, to the south, and the north, the four cardinal directions that we are pouring the water, our ground is now fertile. Our ground is now holy. We have purified ourselves and we stand before the Creator without a blemish. This acquisition that we do is in honor of a God that is so ratified, that is so potent, that we can barely lift our eyes to look upon Him in our natural state. And as we purify ourselves, this is in order to let the Most High know that we humble ourselves before Him. Romalah was indeed the first Messiah on earth, ladies and gentlemen. After the flood destroyed the earth, it was Romalah who was sent to examine his condition. And this was in one of the several visitations on earth as he came down. This occurrence was 1,000 years before the birth of Christ, I might add. Yes, Romalah was here before Christ. But we acknowledge all the prophets, ladies and gentlemen. Romalah was also sent to the earth as a guide, a philosopher, and a friend of man and the deity, the Orisha. Ile Romalah is the life-giving spiritual son of the West African theological system. Its savior and its whip is the only direction linked with the Holy Trinity. Olerun, Ilede, and Oladulamare, the professor. They say that it is a mighty archangel, beloved of the Almighty. He continues to say, always there must be an initiate priest of Ifa. Your Iwas now that you initiate priesthood and you are studying, always there must be an initiate priest of Ifa for whom to live is to know, to love, to serve Ifa. Oladulamare is the one sent by Almighty God to help us mend our lives the way one mend a broken calabash. He protects human beings. He protects human beings, ladies and gentlemen. From every danger, he protects us from evil of this world. We pray to Romalah, Ifa Rata Bomi, Iba Polode, Ifa Shelter Me. There are many evils outside, Ifa Shelter Me. Ifa Oduse, Kani Owa Bani, Kini Wa Wonese, Iwa Pele. Tile so, Orumala, ni o wa ba ni, tiwa, woni so, tele te so, ifa, ni a wo ba ni a te wo ni so iwa pele tile so. Who will help us mend our lives? Palm trees grow leaves right from the ground. Oromola will help us mend our lives. I know. Palm trees grow leaves right from the ground. Ifa will help us mend our lives. Palm trees grow leaves right from the ground. Ifa will help us mend our hearts. Oromola is the one who guides the destiny of human beings and divinities. It was Oromola who was present with the Supreme God in the morning of the world. He witnessed the kings of heaven in the kingdom of the earth receive their destinies as well as all divinities. The blessed Lord Oromola witnessed every soul that is destined and destined by his will of God Almighty to come to the world of life, kneeling in the presence of God, dobaleying him, and the celestial council, and asking for his or her destiny. Oh, Lord, we ask for our destiny, that we might know our future and our highest calling. Open our eyes so that we can see our third eye. Help us to discover the seven spiritual links of the phalanges. Help us to understand all of the seven principles on this day. Help us to understand the principles of power. Help us to understand the principles of creativity. Help us to understand justice, protection, guidance, and Je'olurum. Help us to magnify and understand how to put these gifts into place so that we will not only be seers, but we will be doers of the word as we understand our clairvoyantness and come into consciousness with our third eye open, our sixth sense. Oromola is a divine being entrusted with the wisdom of God Almighty. Oromola therefore knows all the mysteries of the cosmos. Help us to learn the mysteries of the cosmic as we open our third eye, O Lord. He is called to do the work, and we are calling Oromola, the small one whose mind is full of wisdom. Let us be like Oromola, Almighty God. Oromola, the wisdom divine, is the deity that brought wisdom and knowledge into the world. Such knowledge consists of several branches, and our several branches we are breaking down today with our science of nature, animals, plants, botany, medical plants, and understanding that all seven spiritual principles leads back to one deity. May the Lord add a blessing to the information that was given here today. Ladies and gentlemen, you are standing on holy ground. Once again, you're in the Cure to Read room. I want you to lock that dial in at 646-478-0270. You want to keep it right there. Keep it right there. Keep it right there. Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to read you something from one of the oldest books in the world, The Teachings of Ptahhotep. And I read you some information on this earlier, and I'm going to be reading you some information again today. And this is from reading from page 24 and 25. If you are a man who leads a man whose authority reaches widely, then you should do perfect things. Those which prosper will be remembered. Don't listen to the words of flattery or words that puff you up with pride and vanity. If you are a person who judges, listen carefully to the speech of one who pleads. Don't stop the person from telling you everything that they had planned to tell you. A person in distress wants to pour out his or her heart even more than they want their case to be won. If you are one who stops a person who pleads, that person will say, "Why does he reject my plea?" Of course, not all one's pleas for can be guaranteed, but a good hearing soothes the heart. This means for the getting of truth and clear explanation is to listen with kindness. Let us try to listen with kindness. Now we're going to listen for the ancestors and see if they're present here with us today. And we're going to call forth the ancestors as we ring our bell for the ancestors. We're going to call them forward. We'd like to call on the heroes and sheroes today. We like to call on the heroes and sheroes so that they would be present with us today. We know that we cannot do anything without their presence. We know that it is their strength and their arms that keep us going. So as we stand here before you, ladies and gentlemen, make sure you're standing to your feet. We're going to now call on the ancestors from the east and the west. And as we call on the ancestors, may they come and show up quickly, and may they embrace us. We like to call on the name of such scholars as Edward Wilmot Valen, Martin Delaney, we say Ashe. The Honorable Marcus Mosiah Garvey, we say Ashe. Carter G. Woodson, Ashe. W.E.B. Du Bois, Ashe. Chekes Diop, Ashe. Chancellor Williams, Ashe. Dr. Ben Yelkin, Ashe. John G. Jackson, I say. John Henry Clark, I say. Zora Neale Hurston, I say. Nina Simone, I say. Langston Hughes, I say. Dr. Martin Luther King, I say. Coretta Scott King, I say. Malcolm X, I say. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad, I say. And we'd like to thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for the calling of the names of our heroes and sheroes. You are now prepared to call on your own personal ancestors, getting your list out, calling each one of them to be a part of your family. If you will do that with me now, I'm sure that they're waiting for your call. We're asking them to be the seers and our eyes and to visualize for us. I'd like to call on my father's spirit, Robert Jenkins, Shay. I like to call on Clara Jenkins, Ashe. Tommy Pete Harvey, Ashe. Eugene Lilly, Ashe. Marvin Lilly, Ashe. I like to call on the name of Essie Lee Pope, Ashe. Mary Lou Hawkins, Ashe. Isa Lilly, Ashe. Bessie Lilly, Ashe. Aunt Ruby Lilly, Ashe. George Lilly, Ashe. Sam Lilly, Ashe. Michelle Harvey, Ashe. Michael Harvey, Ashe. We say to these ancestors, you are family. We've invited you in. Take your proper places. Sit at the table. Sup with us. Break bread with us today. Be reminded that you can never be forgotten. Your ancestral pool is great, and we want to tap in, and we shake out our hands to get our frequency flowing, and we are putting our fingers together to touch at each tip. We now feel the frequency. We want that same frequency flowing through our veins. Allow us to tap into that frequency, ancestors. We need the power today. Empower us with the frequency as we take that power. If there's one among us who is sick, send that power to that person. If there's one outside of the room who is not here, send that energy to that person. If there's one wayward child that needs to be brought home, send that energy to that child. If there's a mother who can't get well and is in the hospital, send that energy out to that mother. If there's a grandfather, an elder that can't seem to bring themselves to remember who their loved ones are, take the Alzheimer's off and clear their mind so they are able to think and be reminded of who their loved ones are. I call on each and every one of those people who are powered with the force today. I want you to tap in and get a bit of the melanin. Tap in and get a bit of that spirit. This is the time and the hour for you to get your healing. Step up and get your healing. I know that there's one that may be without consciousness and need vision in their life and need their eye open, and they need to see clearly. Open their eyes today, Lord. We ask that you will begin to do all manners of healing for the family today. We are, because we are one, And as we stand before you, Lord, as you heal one of the families, we will reach back and pass upon the energy and pull up the next one. There are no crabs in the barrel. There's no willy-list theory here. We are superseding that. We're standing as a family, and we know when blood calls, blood does what? Blood answers. Answering the blood today is just like tapping into Zoe life. Zoe life is what we have, not the bloodline of our forefathers. We don't take on diabetes. We don't take on heart pressure. We don't take on these illnesses. We have Zoe life flowing through our veins today. So we are perfectly balanced and healed in all aspects of our life. See yourself healed now. See yourself perfectly balanced in all aspects of your life. Feel yourself healed, ladies and gentlemen. Feel yourself perfectly healed from the tips of your toes to the top of your head. No illness. There's no way in God's perfectness that you can have any dysfunction. Your body is not functioning and displaying a disharmony. It's all in your mind. Remember, mind over matter. If it's not on your mind, then don't let it matter, because you can see what you want to see. If you could see what I see, try to tap in and see what I see. I see a world more clearer now. I see families together. I see unity in the community. I see jobs opening up. I see the ability to have bills paid off. Mortgages are being paid off. I see the ability for people to get well. I see the kingdom down here, right on earth, ladies and gentlemen. No kingdom up in some fictitious sky. There's no hell below us, because we make our heaven and hell. And let us be mindful of the fact that there exists a hell in each one of us. Let us press forward to the mark, so we can allow the Creator to show up in us. We are not pressing forth evilness out of our beings today, because we certainly have that ability to do so. And let us understand that we call our lives into subjection. We speak our lives into being. And as we speak our lives into being today, we speak peace over our community. We speak harmony over our job and workplace. We speak prosperity over our families and children. We speak all manners of good things. Guns will grow. Everything we touch will manifest purity. Our hands will be like gold. If they touch the thread of the gold thread, we will touch things and they will be what we call them. We will speak things that be not as though they were. Let us stand together on one accord. And when we do that, we're forced to be reckoned with five, seven phalanges, and that is what we're about to talk about, the seven spiritual lifelines of power. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for being a part of that segment with us. And I'd like to remind you, don't forget to do your family pledges, because they're certainly in order, and you want to make sure you do them on a regular basis, because they're very important for your family, ladies and gentlemen. You're going to need these things for your family so that they can remember who they are, and whose they are, and who they belong to. Now, we're going to get into our topic today, talking about the seven spiritual lifelines of power. Ladies and gentlemen, as I told you, we are talking on intuition, understanding how you can become intuitive. Now, I know yesterday I didn't give you those days of the week or colors. Hopefully we'll get to those at the end of this segment. Right now we want to get right into our topic, because we have a program, and I'd like to recommend a book for you. As I indicated, there's one particular book I'm going to be working with, and we will be discussing that book from time to time. But right now we are reading from the book of the oldest book of the world, the Ptah Hotep. Now, I did ask you to get the Hosea, and if you haven't got that, we like to recommend the Hosea for reading. But I have another book for you called The Art of Divination, Practices from Around the World by Dieter Blot. This is a book, ladies and gentlemen, that will give you all the deifications and how they're done throughout the diaspora. We're going to get more into this book and talk about how the readings are done. Now, this topic is not about understanding readings, but the seven spiritual lifelines of power. You can make this your emblem if you want. I've decided to make it my emblem. And the seven spiritual lifelines of power are phalanges. And each one of them are connected to a deity. And each deity is responsible for seven phalanges that extend off. And I'd like to give you the deities' names so that you can know the names of the deities. And I'll go right into what those seven spiritual powers of life are. Now, for the Africans out there who are familiar with the seven Orishas, each one of these deities relate to the seven Orisha. You have Osho, which is related to the extended seven powers of guidance. You have Shango, which is connected to justice, and there are seven phalanges connected to Shango. You have Ogun, which is connected to power, and the seven phalanges. You have Orumala. Orumala is connected to wisdom and the seven phalanges. You have Obatala, connected to creativity. You have protection, connected to Yamenja. And finally, Ishun, connected to Jehorum. Olurum is connected. Now, in the middle of your diagram, you have Orumala, Ilede, and Oludulamare, and the center is Ashe. These are powerful spiritual lifelines. Each one of them have a strength within their own character. And we must develop these characters of power, how to properly use justice and guidance and creativity, and most of all, protection for ourselves. Now, you may have heard Africans talk about the protection. Do we have protection? Africans mainly know that there has to be a protection that is put over people. And some priests ask for the protection, and they call that juju. And that protection can be carried around with them in a bag for protection. Now, guidance. Because we want to know what our third eye is showing us and we want to clearly understand what besets us, we have something called the Kari shells. And they can be used for guidance to help us see into the lives of others and ourselves. Those Kari shells have a mouth that can speak, a womb, so to speak, an open womb, and then the butt of the Kari shell. When asking questions, sometimes they're used to be cast to the ground so that when the questions are asked, at the butt of the Kari shells meaning no and the open womb meaning yes. So one might say that it's important for a priest every 4 days to get guidance for their life. And even though you're not a priest, you want to obtain guidance for your life. And therefore you learn how to do OB, which will give you guidance for your life. And a reading would be appropriate to direct you. Now, these are things that you mainly see priests doing. And once you go to priestly men and women, they can show and do these things for you. Now, you have justice. Now, just as I read you earlier, if you are speaking to someone who is not able to speak as elegantly as you or be able to handle himself as well as you, and you have to dispense justice over this person, make sure you do it in a kind manner, so that you are not taking advantage of the person. I'd like to read you something else it says here. Like, as it said, if you are a person who judges, listen carefully to the speech of one who pleads. Do not stop the person from telling you everything they had planned to tell you. A person in distress wants to pour out his or her heart, even more than they want this case to be won. If you are one who stops a person who is pleading, that person will say, why does he reject my plea? Now, here's what I am trying to tell you in justice. In Shango, you want to use justice in all that you do. Now, Ogun, and dealing with power, how do you know you have the power? A lot of people profess to have the power, and they say they have the power because they want the power. In the Bible, in the Christian Bible, it says, you don't have any power unless you know the scriptures. Now, according to Christians, they are governed by how many scriptures you know, and that will determine how much power you have. But in the real world, the definition of power, power is the ability to define a thing, according to one of our outstanding historians. It is the ability to define a thing and to make others accept it as their own, meaning you can name a thing or create a function for a thing and give it to someone and make them accept it as their own individual thoughts. That is the ability to change a man or woman's belief system. That is power. Now, what is this creativity, you say? We got to know Aniya, our purpose, ladies and gentlemen. We have to know Kuumba, our creativity. Each one of us have gifts. And here's why I want to get into the intuition. We are all born with a measure of gifts, creativity, intuition. You have to practice and harness your gifts each day. You have to also know that in order to be wise in using your gifts, you have to exercise the gifts. You cannot hide them or waste time not using them. You have to use them. And that means you have to meditate and spend time using them. Just as you would be using your creative gifts of discernment, you have to listen to people, discerning the truth, looking at prior incidents and situations, prejudging, so to speak, acknowledging what previously happened, and gathering facts and statistics to determine how a thing will turn out. It's very important that you use your creativity, your creativeness for to harness your gifts. When your third eye is open, you know that it's open when you can see when a person is lying, telling the truth, or when you can see what's going on in somebody else's life and they have not spoken a word to you about it. Or you can hear different words coming from somebody other than what they're trying to tell you. That is the ability to go outside of that conversation and yourself and to see into another life of that person. If you have children that you're close to, you can always tell when there's something wrong with them, even though they're saying, "Mommy, there's nothing wrong, I'm fine." You can go behind their words to see that there really is something wrong, and you can almost see it if you study that thing long enough. It takes practice, ladies and gentlemen. Don't give up so easily. Continue to study that child and know when the heart is really speaking. And when you hear the heart speaking and not the head speaking, you know then what that child is trying to tell you. And even our husbands, when they say, "I'm fine, I'll make it, I'll be okay," if we can hear anything in that voice tone to indicate that they're not fine, there's a cry for help. Now, if we can see out front before a person leaves and on going on a voyage, and you could see before they leave that it is not appropriate for them to leave and go somewhere because you foresee up front what is besetting them, and you know that it's not going to be good for them, you can warn them, issue a warning to them, and you can send them a signal through your very energy and meditating on that situation and trusting that everything will be okay. But you can alert them. The spirit reveals all things to you. Spirit doesn't let anything slip upon you. But you got to stay in tune with spirit. You just can't expect this to happen overnight. Now, creativity, some of us have more gifts than others, but we've all been given a measure. When we harness and cover other people's gifts, that's because we haven't exercised our own or developed our own gifts. You have to take time to develop your own gifts and never cover other people's gifts. Never want what the other man or woman has. It's okay for you to applaud those gifts, but never covet those gifts. If you exercise and practice your own gifts, you can develop your own. Now, guidance. Who needs the guidance? As I told you, when you travel somewhere, you do need the juju. You do need protection. You do need to take a bit of old Nana Padeas with you for protection. If you're by yourself and nobody's with you and they can't see behind your back, then maybe ancestors can travel with you And sometimes mothers try to put this in a bag called juju. They put a bit of themselves in there. They put things in there that are very close to them that will connect you to the energies of that mother or father so that you're never separated from them. Sometimes they'll put a prayer in there, and they'll send you along your way with a prayer. But it's very necessary, ladies and gentlemen. Even when you go in a courtroom, it's necessary to have protection because there's all manners of evil. Remember I said, Ephah, protect me, as there's all manners of evil. You're going to need that protection. At all times, you're going to need that protection. Now, guidance comes from asking your elders, sitting at the feet of your elders. You're going to have to sit with people to get guidance. It's a little difficult to get your guidance from yourself. You need to get that from some, not only someone that's elderly, someone that's wise and have wisdom. So you say, well, what do you do if you don't have wisdom? How do you get this wisdom on me? If I'm lacking wisdom, that means I have not had enough experiences. I'm green behind the ear. I've never been out away from my mother and my father, and I'm limited in my experiences. Then you've got to get some more experiences. But thanks be to God. In the Bible, it does say over in the book of James, if any man lacks wisdom, let him ask for it. Then God will give it to you unabridedly. That means he will import you some wisdom without you having to go through everything to experience it. Wisdom usually comes from experience, but if you ask God for wisdom, he will grant you the wisdom. And wisdom is something you definitely want. You don't have to be old to have wisdom. And don't let anybody pull rank on you because they got age on you. Don't let anybody tell you, oh, I'm older than you, you know I ought to know. There's a lot of old fools walking around who don't know. And sometimes they have been taught so poorly that they replicate and produce inferior substance. You don't want to be repeating anything that some old fool said just because he was older. Well, he was my papa and she was my nana. But it doesn't matter. Children know when they see wisdom. They watch and listen to you. And wisdom is somebody that's speaking from experience. And if they don't have it, they'll begin to pray with you to obtain that wisdom because it can be given to you. You don't have to merit for this wisdom. Now, let me tell you about meriting enough for God's grace. In Christian faith, it's taught you cannot merit enough. You cannot do enough good deeds to get God's grace. It's a gift. And in getting the gift, you have to also measure up. You have to also stay in good standing in order to keep the gifts. Africans believe that your character and conduct must supersede you. That is why in all these teachings, you're going to find me talking about character and conduct. The seven lines of spiritual legion, each of these great powers, ladies and gentlemen, the lords and the lordess of the great mystical light control seven lenses of great cosmic spiritual being. And each legion had under it the auspices of seven phalanges, or lesser spirits. Now that's where the deities come at. They're the lesser spirits, such as Shango, Osho, Yamen, Jah, Ishun, Obakala, Oromala, Shango, Ogun. These are the lesser spirits of Ilede, Oromala, and Olurum. Lesser spirits meaning they are not gods, but they are deities representing God. And each one of them have seven areas. And as I told you, there were justice, power, wisdom, creativity, Jehovah, protection, and guidance. How can you use these, you say, Army? What will I do with this? It will help guide your life, ladies and gentlemen. The God of every man is not in heaven, as I told you, nor in the invincible vistas of space. No, the God of every man is his Hori, ladies and gentlemen. For in those remote expands the dwelling, that vast spirit, which is the God of the world, the great Makros, is what I told you. The spirit is a real self, and the real self is the Vadum. The real self is your Vadum. And as I told you, each of these powers, it is said, correspond to a color, okay, and a musical note, and a planetary vibration, and a mystical dimension. These seven powers, however, are not always individual powers of spirit beings, but seven lenses of phalanx of entities that are forced into groups in the spiritual sky. You find them in the spiritual sky. These groups of spirit beings are composed of thousands, perhaps millions of individual spirit beings of power. Each group is formed on the basis of a common moral, intellectual, and natural aspect, each having its leaders and its spokesperson. As I told you who the spokespersons were, those four spokespersons were Yamanja, Ocho, Shango, Oromala, Batala, Ishun, Yamanja. Okay? In the Western Hemisphere or in the African diaspora, these seven powers have also been spiritualized into seven lines of categories of spirit, seven lines of nations, as well as seven spiritual and esoteric rites. Now, let me go ahead and tell you what those days of the weeks are. I think I have a little time where I can get those in here and tell you what the days of the weeks are and when you are to use those days of the weeks. Ladies and gentlemen, you're still in the Care to Read room, and I'd like to tell you I'm so grateful that you decided to stay with me this evening. And as we go into those days of the week, Ifa and the days of the week are among Yoruba. So many people are aware of the fact that the names of the 7 days in the week are Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Now, Monday, Oyo, J-O, day of financial success. Monday is the day of financial success that the Africans teach. Tuesday, the day of victory, which is Oye Ugun. Wednesday, Oye Runu, day of confusion on Wednesday. Thursday, Asede Joba, day of fulfillment, Thursday. Friday, Joba Ete, day of trouble. Saturday, Oja Baba Mecca, day of resolution. Sunday, Ozba Ekun, day of longevity. But what so many people are not aware of is how and why these days are so named. The treasure where wisdom of life is kept by our forefathers, Ifa. And consequently, the most natural direction to look for the explanation on how and why is Ifa oracles. There are so many areas in Ifa that deals with individual days, but for the purpose of this write-up, ladies and gentlemen, we shall content ourselves with one taken from the holy word of Okun Ufun. The verses that deal with directly with the topic at hand hits of the following are Moteke Ifa, sage in Mure, cast divination oracles for the citizens of Mure. They were yearning for longevity. They were asking for perform rituals and make sacrifice. They complied. They lived to their old age. And Ifa sage in old age, casting divination oracles for the citizens of Olorun. They were yearning for prosperity. They were asking for performance, rituals, and make sacrifice. They completed. Shortly afterwards, they were all finished. Now, in other words, is there a day to do specific things? And do these days carry any validity? For the Africans, they do, such as there's validity in the days of the weeks that they pray. Every fourth day, they unify all over the diaspora and over in Africa, and they pray on the fourth day, meaning everyone will be giving the same prayer. And on the 15th day, they all unite and pray. That would be a good day for them to get a prayer through. And on the 90th day, and there's a calendar that goes with all of this that's broken down, so you can understand why the unification, because of the power. And we know that when you're doing something corporately and unify, it is more effective than doing something with one person. So whenever someone tells you it's okay to be a one-man show, always think twice that a fish coming together can strike a blow. And these phalanges that I taught you, the seven strings of phalanges that come together to make up seven, they become powerful. So it's very important that you understand that the whole method behind teaching you the seven spiritual lifelines of power is that you need all of these powers, not just one. You don't need just guidance. You don't need just power, but you need all of these things. You need all of these things, ladies and gentlemen. And as you get all of them, you will find out that they're all valuable for you, and you have to have them in order to make your life run smoothly. Having these spiritual lifelines in your life will make a difference. It will make a difference in the fact that you are able to strive, you're able to progress through life, and you're able to have guidance for your children and yourself. And ladies and gentlemen, you've been very great to work with, and thank you so very much for lending me your airways today and being a part of our second segment. I just want to thank each and every one of you for being here with me and being a part of this teaching, and we're going to go right into your Gemma. Follow me, follow me. Thank you so very much, ladies and gentlemen.
Let's go tonight.
we need, ladies and gentlemen, the seven spiritual lifelines of power. That's exactly the concept that Kwanzaa was created from, the seven spiritual lifelines of power. We're going to go out of here with Umoja.
Umoja is a message. Got to get the message. The message.
The message. We got to get the message across to our people.
Oh,
Yes, yes, Emoja is a message, and from the teachings of Ptahotep, and ending and summing it all up. The reading from page 25 reads, if you want to have perfect conduct, to be free from every evil, then above all, guard against the vices of greed. Greed is a grievous sickness that has no cure, ladies and gentlemen. There's no treatment for it. It embroils the father, the mother, and the brothers of the mother. It parts the wife from the husband. Greed is compound of all the evils. It is bundled of all the hateful things that people endure. Whose rule in righteousness, who walks a straight line, for that person will have a legacy by such behavior. On the other hand, ladies and gentlemen, the greedy has no tomb. Be mindful. Stockpiling stuff and things is not something that Africans do. Give it away. Find someone who is less endowed than you and give it away. A message for today, 7 spiritual lives, lines of power. Understanding the Lord deities and magnifying all the gifts that you have and an understanding justice, protection, and understanding the guidance of the five of the seven spiritual lifelines, it will help you to prepare your life for a life of richness and understanding that there has to be power, and those who are entrusted with power have to guard the power properly and lead it the proper way by using guidance and wisdom. And in doing so, remember the hunchback man. Remember the albino and the cripple. We take care of those people because they have been set aside for God's worshipers. Do not scold them. Do not undermine them. Do not overtake them. But in remembering the teachings of Ptahotep, we take care of them, and we make sure that we do not overpower the one who's weak in his spirit. Support the weak, ladies and gentlemen. You can do it. I know it's in your makeup to do so. I want to thank you for going all the way with Omi today, and you can join us tomorrow for another segment of intuition. How do you tap into that mind? How do you perceive what's going to happen beforehand? How do you exercise your gifts so your third eye can be open? My prayer for you this evening is that your third eye will be open, that you will use wisdom, and if you do not have wisdom, you will ask for wisdom, as it gives us instruction to do over in the book of James. And God will give it to you unabridedly. And you can gain guidance and wisdom from your teachers and from your gurus. You might go into this world having understanding and a sound mind, a mind stayed on God, ready to serve your mighty Ori, to serve your head and your intellect, and the almighty Orumala. I want to thank you this evening for going all the way with Omi. And you know how we do it in this room. We've got to tell you, be good to someone. And remember, they will know us by the way we love one another. Find somebody you can care for and care about. And be about the business of loving today. I want to send love out into the atmosphere. And I want to send love out to that Harambe radio station. I want to put my hand up in the air and send three shots out into the atmosphere. Harambe! 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 And I'll say Baba Booey to you, y'all. Have a good evening, and please stay tuned for tomorrow's segment. It's going to be better than today. You don't want to miss it. You don't want to miss it. You don't want to miss it. Oh, double.